The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group. Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
Is Josh Jelensky, the financial quarterback. We're live and we're taking your calls all hour. And we have a special guest today, back by popular demand, David McKnight, who's written many books, like LERP, The Power of LERP, also How to Get to a Zero Tax Bracket in Retirement. That's called The Zero Bracket. So there's all these books he's written, and lately he's been working on a new movie about the coming tax storm. So we're excited to have David McKnight on. Also, many of you have been asking me questions on the LERP. Also asking me, you know, Josh, how do you get to a lower bracket or even a zero bracket in retirement? And that's what this show will be about, and how you have a rare window of opportunity this year to enact these strategies in light of the new Trump tax code. So good morning, David McKnight.
Hey, Josh.
How are you?
How are you?
Great to have you aboard. Now, you made a video. When's the video out? It's called The Tax Train.
Yeah, so it's The Power of Zero. The Tax Train is coming. So that's actually done. The DVDs are available through financial advisors. So if you have a financial advisor, the financial advisor can get you a copy. You can also watch the movie. It's actually in theaters. If you go to tugg.com, T-U-G-G.com, you can see if it's playing in a theater. Financial advisors are actually showing this movie in theaters in their communities all across the country. So if you want to click into that website, TUGG.com, tug.com, you can see if it's playing in a theater near you.
And we will we'll be giving away the movie to those who schedule and keep a no obligation lower my taxes review at 888-988 Josh. So if you call us this show, we'll get that movie out to you. So we're also going to play the audio from the movie as we return from the next break. But what prompted you to do a movie? I mean, I know you've had a lot of success with your books.
Yeah.
The Power of Zero was the first one. That's been a book read by, I don't know how many thousands.
The Power Zero, Power Zero's been, you know, sold over 150,000 copies, was just picked up by Penguin Random House. So it's got a pretty broad reach. But what I found was that even after people read the book, they were still skeptical that tax rates in the future were going to be dramatically higher than they are today. And that's really the whole premise of the book. Look, if tax rates in the future, even 10 years from now, are going to be higher than they are today, even dramatically so, then it makes sense to completely change your approach to retirement. start focusing more on tax-free vehicles. But we still had people that said, hey, I'm just not completely convinced that tax rates are going up. So what we did was we sort of barnstormed across the country, interviewing all of the major experts across the country, from the most prestigious schools in academia, from the most important think tanks across the country, people within the industry, people outside of the industry. We talked to former Comptroller General of the federal government, David Walker, who knows more about this stuff than anyone else on the planet. We talked to former Secretary of State, George Shultz. Didn't even realize he was still alive. He's 98 years old, out of the Hoover Institute in Stanford. You know, we talked to Larry Kotlikoff, who's been on your show, I believe, before, Josh. He's one of the foremost experts on what we call the fiscal gap, which is, you know, he says, our stated federal debt is $21 trillion, but our actual federal debt, if you consider all of the transfer payments that are off the books for things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that's over $200 trillion, which means we're in a heap of trouble. So we interviewed all of these people, and we wanted them to go on record to say exactly what they believe was going to happen to tax rates over the course of the next 10 years, and you would be absolutely shocked by what these people say. I mean, I knew that tax rates were going up going into the filming of this movie, but when I was done interviewing these people, I was absolutely convinced. In fact, most of these people waxed somewhat apocalyptic during the course of their interviews. There's a congressman out of California named Tom McClintock. He's on the Republican Budget Committee. He talks about how in 8 years, we're going to be Venezuela if we can't get our fiscal house in order. We talked to Maya McGinnis out of an important think tank at Washington, D.C. She says, hey, look, while every other country during this period of relative economic boom is getting their house in order, they're paying off their debt, what are we doing? We're the only country in the world that continues to pile on top of all the debt we already have. We're the only country that's not getting our fiscal house in order while we have all of this period of economic boom. So we've got some issues coming up, and most of these experts agree that raising taxes will be the only choice we are left with if Congress continues to do nothing over the course of the next 8 to 10 years. So the question is, if that really is the case, if what these experts are saying is true, and the tax rates are going to be dramatically higher even 10 years from now, how do we change our approach to retirement? Because let's face it, if you're putting money into a 401k or IRA, you're basically going into a business partnership with the IRS, and every year Congress gets to vote on what percentage of your profits they get to keep, which doesn't sound like a great business partnership to me. So the idea is that, hey, if you're in a business partnership with the IRS, there's an easy way to divorce yourself from the IRS, and that's to start contributing to all sorts of different types of tax-free investment vehicles that are currently available, which, of course, you talk about all the time on your radio show.
And we'll break down some of those vehicles later on in our interview with David McKnight, author of Power of Zero. I don't know how you do it. I'm writing a book with HarperCollins, and it's so much work. And then the finished product is soon to be released. But how long did it take you to write your book? I guess the problem is I'm doing a traditional publishing route, whereas
I
think you self-published and then you got to, I think that's probably what I should have done. But
So I had developed a presentation over the course of about 15 years. It's sort of a field-tested presentation. I know what people respond to at this point. And so when I decided to write a book, it was just a question of committing that presentation to book format. So it literally took me about a week to write the book. I threw it out on Amazon. Oh, wow. I crossed my fingers, hope for the best. And it literally, over the course of the next 4 years, it sold 150,000 copies. And then at that point,
it became a sensation.
So at that point, you know, that's when we hooked up with Penguin Random House and the updated and revised version, which includes a whole new chapter on the Trump tax code, the Trump tax cuts, as it were. That got published September 4th. And it can be a lot of work, especially when you're working with a publisher. You may write the book in a month, but it takes them a year to publish it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. So, well, folks, if you want the book, The Power of Zero, updated for the Trump tax plan, or the video. Call us 888-988-JOSH. But you have to schedule a meeting before the new year because you need to take advantage of some of these opportunities. Because we have a rare window of political opportunity. We'll explain what that is. But first, I want to play a little devil's advocate. What about people who say, you know, people have been saying we've been in a heap of trouble for a while. And the last 10 years, tax rates gone up a little bit with President Obama, but then they went back down again with President Trump. What about people say, you know what, this tax Mageddon that you're prophesying and other people, that's really not going to happen. I still believe, and that's why I love that you came out with the video, I still believe people are skeptical. Now, they won't be skeptical any longer when they watch your video, The Tax Train, which we're making available to those of you who schedule a year-end review at 888-988-JOSH. But I want you to break that down just a little bit more. Why is our country in such a heap where we will have to raise taxes down in the future? I mean, I don't like raising taxes. I don't believe in raising taxes. But why is there no other conclusion but that?
Well, there's two reasons, really. David Walker, who, like I said, knows more about this stuff than, I mean, he was the CPA of the USA for 10 years. So he knows more about this stuff than just about anyone else. He basically said, look, to solve this problem, and what's the problem? We've overpromised on entitlement programs. The problem is not really the debt today, which is $21 trillion. It's what the debt will grow to if nothing else happens. If all Congress does is nothing, that debt will grow by, on average, $2 trillion per year each and every year until we get to $53 trillion. If we have $53 trillion of debt, all of the revenue flowing into the U.S. Treasury at that point will only be enough to pay the interest on all that debt. We'll just be paying for the money that we've rented, okay? We're not talking about any new expenditures, just paying for the money that we've rented. So David Walker says, look, to avoid this outcome, we have to either double taxes, reduce spending by half, or some combination of two. So that's the prescription. And David Walker, when we interviewed him, he said, hey, look, we didn't do that. We ate the dessert before we got the spinach, right? So what did we do? Instead of raising taxes or reducing spending, what we actually did was we lowered taxes and we increased spending over the next 10 years by $1.5 trillion to pull all this off. So we did the exact opposite. So for people who are saying taxes aren't going up, in fact, they just went down. Well, that was sort of in the face of all of these warnings from all of these experts, but we needed to do just the opposite. So what does that mean? That means that when these tax breaks end in 2026, the fix to our country's fiscal house is going to be even more dire, even more draconian, even more aggressive. So that's one answer to your question. The second question is...
And we're going to reveal the second answer to the question when we return from the first break of the hour, folks. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. If you want the movie The Tax Train by David McKnight, you get your choice of either the movie or the book, The Power of Zero, fresh out for the Trump tax plan. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. And if you have a question for David McKnight, author of the book Power of Zero, sweeping the nation with his new video, The Tax Train, call us 888-988-5674 to schedule your year-end tax planning review. If you have a question for us on the Power of Zero strategy, the coming tax hikes that we see down the road, maybe 8 years from now, and what you can do to insulate yourself from higher taxes, and how there were even some tax hikes buried in the tax bill that very few people realize. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts, make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Jelinski, the financial quarterback. And we're giving you a rare opportunity to get the Power of Zero fresh out for 2018 and the new Trump tax code. So if you've read any of David's books, you want to get this copy, call us at 888-988-JOSH. And when you schedule your year-end tax review, we'll show you little-known strategies to minimize your taxes in the future. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. So, David, we have the tax train trailer. We'll play that in a little bit. So I don't know if, Bob, you have that ready. But you were talking about, you were answering my question of what about the skeptic who says, you know, I've been hearing taxes would be going up for a while and they're going down. You mentioned one of the reasons was these numerous experts that are saying that due to the rising obligations of Social Security, Medicare, prescription drug plan, now Obamacare mandates, what people don't realize is we still have Obamacare. We just don't have the individual mandate and some of the harsh penalties. So that might even make the whole plan go, our country go belly up fiscally even quicker. So what's your take on that rebuttal? You were having a second point before we
the first point was that we simply have promised way more than we can afford to deliver, and regardless of what of these new tax cuts, it has nothing to do with the actual math behind why we're slowly becoming insolvent as a nation. So certainly Republicans did lower taxes, but that was in the in the face of all of the recommendations of all of these experts to the contrary. Certainly that the tax cuts produced more economic growth, but certainly not even close enough to the amount of economic growth we would need to offset all of these expenditures. So that's the first point. Second point is there's something called a sovereign debt crisis, and Tom McClintock, Republican congressman out of California, he's one of the few left out there, by the way. He basically said, look, he's talked to all of the experts, and he says that there will come a time in the not-too-distant future when we could experience what's called a sovereign debt crisis. And a sovereign debt crisis is just a fancy way of saying there may be a point in time when other countries stop loaning us money because they don't believe we can pay it back. Okay, if you as a country have so much debt that people stop loaning you money, then you've got to figure out another way to pay for all of your bills. So they said, what's the canary in the coal mine when it comes to the debt, to the sovereign debt crisis? When will we know when a sovereign debt crisis is upon us? They say it's tough to say exactly, but one of the canaries in the coal mine is when we start to have trillion-dollar deficits. And because of the Trump tax cuts, there's less revenue flowing into the U.S. Treasury at this point. And we are now at the point where they say by the end of this year, we could be experiencing a trillion-dollar deficit. So this stuff is already starting to happen. And every year that goes by where Congress fails to fix the problem means the reality of higher taxes within the next eight to 10 years is all the more real.
Wow. And then you have people saying Medicare for all. I think that would add trillions as well. So we're not really going in a direction of the country where I made a statement earlier that, and this was years ago, that if you even look at where we're going as a country, we're going more socialistic. And, we want greater authority for the executive branch than prior generations. So, people, the appeal of a Bernie Sanders with Medicare for all, the appeal of Donald Trump or President Trump or President Obama, and even President George W. Bush, and our condolences on the passing of President George H.W. Bush, number 41, where Trump has called for a national day of mourning this week. But if you look, we're not in the 90s anymore where people cared about the deficit. And it seems like both parties have said, well, this is not really an issue that we want to take on because it's very politically unpalatable. So it looks bad. It looks very bad. Nobody's doing the hard things. And in reality, too, I've noticed some people's taxes are even going up in light of the new tax code. Do you want to talk about that? I mean, not everybody. A majority are going down.
I would like to talk about that. But let me talk. I think that you hit on an important point here. And that's that people are starting to ask for more and more services without any thought for how those services are going to be paid for. There's one part of the movie that's very, very telling. And by the way, we interview experts from both sides of the aisle. We interview experts, that have, leftist leanings. And we have obviously people that have that are very much on the right side of the aisle. But the ones that we interviewed on the left side of the aisle, they agreed that it's going to be very, very tough to pay for all of these things, given the fiscal hole that we already find ourselves in. In fact, we show one interview from Neil Cavuto, where he's interviewing a girl who it's the National Day of Protest. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but she's basically, Neil says, what are you protesting? She says, we are protesting so that we can get 100% free, college tuition. We want people on college campuses to be able to earn $15 an hour, and we want all student debt to be completely liquidated. And Neil makes an interesting point. He says, how are you going to pay for that? And then she sort of stammers around for about 5 seconds, and she goes, that's a good question. And so one of the things that we always find over and over and over again with the people that are putting forth socialist agendas, and I'm like, hey, put forth whatever agenda you want, but you got to have some sort of plan on how to pay for it. So Medicare for all, I mean, I think they say that would add another $10 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years. I mean, these are massive, massive numbers, and we're already in the hole that's so deep that we don't have any way to get out of it unless we double tax rates. At least that's what David Walker says. We got to double tax rates or we're going to go bankrupt as a country. So how do we avoid going bankrupt as a country while also providing Medicare for all, while also providing free tuition? So I think that at some point in time, we've got to put our feet on in the real world. We've got to say, okay, if we want these things and we're voting people into the office that claim they're going to give us these things, we have to have a plan on how we're going to pay for it. And I don't see how we're going to pay for these things given the fiscal position in which we already find ourselves.
And my point is, even Republicans have embraced a quasi-socialism. It was many, George W. Bush wanted to fundamentally change how we paid for Social Security. And, people got the pitchforks ready. President Trump is saying, hey, Medicare works, Social Security works, we're never going to change it. So in some ways, the Republican Party now even embraces a larger social safety net state. And I'm not not wanting a debate on that, but just saying it used to be that the Republican Party was for less spending, right? That's not even the case anymore, based on how we've seen recent history go forward. So, I mean, Paul Ryan, who was the architect of the tax plan, who really has been sounding the alarm for this for years, did nothing to really lower the fiscal cliff in his tenure. You know, so I'm worried just our country at large, if you bring forth programs that are going to lower the national deficit, lower the debt, you're going to be voted out on both sides. Does that make sense?
So the way the best analogy I can think for that, Josh, and your viewers may identify with this, is you've got two people that are in a car. They've got, each one has a hand on the steering wheel. That car is heading towards a cliff, and neither one wants to relinquish control of the steering wheel. So we have a Democrat and we have a Republican sitting in the front seat of that car heading towards this massive, massive fiscal cliff. And let's face it, what's the fiscal cliff? It's the fiscal insolvency of our country. Look at what happened to Russia when they no longer had the ability to pay their debt. I mean, you cease to exist as a country when you no longer have the ability to pay our debt. And there's really only four things that we can do to fix the problem. There's only four. I can't think of anybody any other ways. David Walker can't think of any other ways. You can either cut spending, okay? You can either borrow more money. And then, by the way, when you cut spending, you get voted out of office. You can borrow more money, but we're going to get to the point where people stop loaning us money. We can print more money, but that doesn't really solve anything when it comes to Medicare, because Medicare is, you know, Alan Auerbach out of Berkeley says it's like, when you print more money, inflation goes up. The cost of goods and services that you get at these doctor's offices goes up proportionately. So if you printed twice as much money, the cost of Medicare would increase by double. And so you haven't really solved the problem. So there's, when you dismiss those three options, there's only one option left, and that's that you have to raise more revenue. So for the people that are sticking their heads in the sand and say, there's no way taxes will ever go up, well, you have to start to look at those other three alternatives, which are the only other three alternatives that we could implement to solve our problem. And none of
great
those.
Great point. So up next, we got to take a break. When we return, we'll come back with the opening of the Trump tax train, of the tax train movie by David McKnight, author of the new book. That's our giveaway at 888-988-JOSH. It's called The Power of Zero. So in the next segment, we're going to talk to you about why your 401k may be hazardous to your wealth, not just hazardous to your health, and how the IRA is structured to solve the government's problem, but it may create a problem for you. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Folks, you have to realize we have a rare political window of opportunity. We have lower taxes for maybe 7 years. What are you doing about it now so that when taxes are higher in the future, if they're higher in the future, I think it's a question of when, not if. However, hopefully not, but probably so. So if taxes are higher in the future, when they're higher in the future, and you're pulling money out of your IRAs and 401ks, what do you do to protect yourself from governmental risk? The book Power of Zero, fresh out for the Trump tax code, will help you solve that. Call us at 888-988-JOSH. Schedule your no-obligation review, and we'll help you. 888-988-JOSH. And yet get your choice of either the book or the movie. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift, if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
The truth is the federal government has lost control of the budget.
Instead of paying for all the new initiatives, whether they're tax cuts, spending increases, all sorts of things that we like, the government's just putting it all on the national credit card. And as a result, our national debt is just going up and up and up. And it's growing faster than the economy. And that's when you know you have a real problem.
Everything is going to be squeezed out of the budget. There won't be anything left.
The road we are on is a perilous one that ultimately leads to the bankrupting of our country.
So we have a crisis on our hands.
All Congress has to do for this whole situation to come to a head is nothing. Because every year that they do nothing makes the problem even more unsolvable.
We don't seem to have the ability to get along and find common ground.
Is the government trying to trick you right now? Then the answer is very simply yes.
So why is this being swept under the rug? Why is nobody talking about this?
Probably because it's not popular.
So I've actually been traveling around the country for about 4 years now, taking the Power of Zero message to different groups.
When you cut taxes on current generations, you are simultaneously raising them on future generations.
It is all driven by spending. Once we have spent a dollar, we've already decided to tax it. The only question is whether we tax it now or we borrow it now and tax it in the future.
So to make up for the liabilities that we're incurring with all the promises we've made in social insurance programs, we're going to have to increase substantially the tax rate and perhaps even double it.
Now, precisely how high it's going to be, you know, there's a lot of room to debate, but people will have to pay more taxes.
People's retirement savings are at risk of future higher taxes.
Well, qualified plans really do two things. They defer the tax and the tax calculation. Now let that run past your brain real slow.
I'm driven by trying to help as many people as I can avoid this disaster that's going to come up in retirement when taxes go up and the market goes down. What are these people going to do if they haven't planned ahead of time?
Go up and the market goes down. The boomers, and you're sounding the alarm. Comment on that quote for a second. What are these people going to do when taxes go up and the market goes down? I think that's a very powerful point. That people are like the lemmings going off of the cliff. Right, David?
Right.
So that's a great clip. The Tax Train movie, you can get it by calling us and scheduling your no-obligation review, or I'm sure you could check it out at Tug. I'm looking at it on Tug, by the way. I don't see it on Tug. So
yes,
but anyway,
you have to put in the Power of Zero.
Okay.
And then all of the showings will come up. So the name of the documentary is The Power of Zero. The subtitle is The Tax Train is Coming. But if you put in The Power of Zero, all of the showings will come up.
Got it. Okay. So we will make that video available to you folks if you schedule and keep your no obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. So let's talk about the problem of the IRA. I've had some people say they didn't know that they're taxed on the IRA or 401k. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know.
Basically, when you are making a decision on whether you put your money in what we call the tax-deferred bucket or the tax-free bucket. And to give you an example of that, the tax-deferred bucket would be an IRA or a 401k. A tax-free bucket would be, for example, a Roth IRA or a Roth conversion or a Roth 401k, some types of permanent life insurance with structure the right way. These are all tax-free alternatives. When you are deciding whether you want to put money in tax-deferred or tax-free, it comes down to one simple thing. What do you think your tax bracket will be in retirement? If you think that your tax bracket in retirement will be higher than it is today, then mathematically speaking, you have no choice but to put the money in a tax-free because that will extend the life of your retirement. What we notice that most people are sort of reflexively doing is they love that tax deduction. They're putting money into their 401ks. They're getting a tax deduction at historically low tax rates, only to postpone the payment of those taxes till some point much further down the road when experts have told us they could be twice as high as they are today. And mathematically speaking, that doesn't make sense. That means you're going to run out of money a lot sooner than you ever thought. So there's, and if, in fact, it's interesting, when I do my workshops all across the country, I ask most of the people, how many of you guys think tax rates are going up? And actually, a lot of them raise their hand and say yes. And I say, how many of you have the lion's share of your assets in tax-free investment vehicles? And hardly any hands go up. What does that tell you, Josh? It tells you that people's thinking is not aligning with their actions. Or at least they don't understand the relationship.
Slow that down. Repeat that again. When you go in front of an audience, what do you ask them? Repeat that. Just slow that down a little bit.
I ask them two questions. First question. How many of you guys think the tax rates in the future, even 10 years from now, are likely to be dramatically higher than they are today? They all raise their hands. They can even tell me why. They say Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unfunded obligations, the debt, the interest on the debt, the prescription drug program. All of these things are driving that up. And I say, okay, so we all believe that tax rates are going up. And then I say, how many of you have the lion's share of your assets, your retirement assets, and tax-free vehicles? And nobody raises their hand. In fact, Josh, I can count on one hand the number of people that have walked into my office over the last 15 years that had more money in their tax-free vehicle than their tax-deferred vehicle. So what that tells you is that there is a, their actions are not aligning with their thoughts. And that's part of my mission, and I know that's part of your mission, Josh, is to get people who, in their heart of hearts, believe that tax rates are going up to actually not have that disconnect where their actions don't align with their thoughts.
That's powerful. So align your actions with your thoughts, folks. Call us, 888-988-JOSH. So you talk about the tax-deferred bucket, 401k, IRA, TSP, TDA, the alphabet soup of investing, as I call it. What is in the tax-free bucket? You say Roths, life insurance, anything else?
Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, a real big decision that your listening audience has to make a decision on in the next month. Today's December 1st. December 31st is the last day of the year where you can take advantage of a Roth conversion for the tax year 2018. This is a big deal, Josh, because it used to be that I would tell people, hey, maybe 10 years from now in some distant, unknowable, amorphous future, taxes will probably go up. Well, guess what? We now know the year and the day when taxes will go up. Why? Because Trump's tax cut had a sunset provision, which means January 1st, 2026, these low, low taxes that we're experiencing, and I would make the case that they're as low as they've seen in our lifetime, Josh, those taxes will expire January 1st, 2026, which means we have 8 full years within which to take advantage of these low tax rates. If they don't start converting some of this money in 2018, then that window of opportunity slams shut, and now they only have 7 years with which to make those conversions. And so guess what? The shorter the period of time that you leave yourself to make these conversions to tax-free, the more likelihood you will bump up into a tax bracket that gives you heartburn. For example, you have $1 million in your IRA. You want to shift all $1 million over to tax-free. The idea is that you want to stretch that tax liability out over as many years as possible because it keeps you in a low, low tax bracket. The fewer years you have to make the conversion, the more likelihood you're going to pay more in tax. So guess what? If people don't act between now and 20, in fact, I've got a an op-ed that'll be coming out on Foxnews.com that talks about this. If we don't jump on this year, we will now have only 7 years in which to make those conversions. We're all on the clock.
Yeah, and if you're just procrastinating now and you've been listening for a while, I don't even think you'll do it next year. You know, I'm going to throw that challenge out. If you're waiting, I mean, our busiest month of the year is always December because people call up and people go, Josh, you know, and, you know, they go, Josh, we'll call you back in January. We'll schedule an appointment January 3rd. Sometimes I go, David, I don't even want to see you. Because if you're not willing to take action now, given the information that you know that you can empower yourself to minimize your taxes, putting this off till January, you're probably never going to do it, right? I mean, you want to comment on that? That's a little bit of human psychology there. But I found that people who put it off, I remember people who told me, remember when they had that rare window where you could Roth it over 2 years or whatever?
Right.
The people who said, oh, I'll call you January, I never seen them again.
Well, the bottom line is if people don't act, it's because they're not convinced that tax rates are going to be higher. And the true motivation behind a Roth conversion is you think that your tax rate in retirement will be higher than what it is today. And if people don't pull the trigger on a Roth conversion this year, it's because they don't buy into that paradigm. And that was one of the reasons why we filmed the film, is because we wanted these experts to weigh in on where tax rates are headed. So if you watch this movie, and by the way, you can't get this movie anywhere other than through a financial advisor, and Josh has a cache of these DVDs on hand. The goal of the movie is to convince you that tax rates are going up, and I think we did a really, really good job of conveying that message. And so if you're not convinced that they're going up this year, you're not going to be convinced yet next year. There's nothing that will be able to convince you that is going to be the case, in which case you will continue to, you'll continue to grow money in a tax-deferred
way. Be a part of the procrastination nation. And
right.
I think there, I'll tell you a story when we return about somebody in their 80s who goes, Josh, I wish I knew this years ago. What do I do now? And we'll answer that question as well with David McKnight, author of the book The Power of Zero, fresh out for newly revised for the Trump tax code. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Love me do. Oh,
David McKnight, author of the book The Power of Zero and The Power of Zero Movie, The Tax Train, The Coming Tax Train. What's the subtitle again? The Coming
Tax Train is coming.
The Tax Train is coming. What are you doing about it?
Can I tell you the quick story behind the subtitle?
Sure. I like this. I love the Tax Train. I love that.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I was watching The Roadrunner, and in this particular episode, the coyote was trying to kill the Roadrunner, right? He was building a bomb from Acme, right? And he was building that bomb with which to kill the Roadrunner inside a shed that was also made by Acme. And he was so focused and intent on finishing this bomb that he didn't realize that the Roadrunner had pushed his shed onto a train track. And he was likewise so focused and fixated on finishing the bomb that he didn't realize that there was a huge freight train bearing down on him until the last possible moment. So I always ask my audiences, if you found yourselves on a train track with a huge freight train bearing down on you, what would you do? And they always say, well, I'd jump out of the way. Of course, you'd haul yourself to safety. Well, you go back to the coyote. Coyote sees this huge freight train bearing down on him. Instead of jumping out of the way, what does he do? He simply pulls down the window shade, thinking that the act of doing so would make the problem go away. And I tell that to people is that say, look, we've got a major freight train that's bearing down on us as Americans, and it's coming in the form of higher taxes. And we got a couple of choices of what we can do about it. We could pretend like the problem doesn't exist. We could pretend like the math to which David Walker refers doesn't really add up. But that's a little bit like pulling down the window shade. Or we can implement some strategies starting this year that can help remove us from the train tracks and insulate us and buffer us from the impact of higher taxes. So that's sort of how that subtitle came about.
Mm. So let's talk about the strategies one can do. You can do a Roth conversion. You could do a Roth 401k, which, by the way, if you're a small business owner who makes too much money to normally do a Roth, the Roth 401k is one of the hidden secrets that wealthier people can do that too. And I've often found that people have a 401k, they own businesses, and they don't realize they can create a Roth 401k as well. So that's a simple strategy. What are some other strategies?
Well, some people don't realize that there's a way to get money out of your 401ks or IRAs tax-free because you'll have a standard deduction in retirement. So it makes sense to leave a little bit of money in your 401ks and IRAs because you got a deduction going in. It's going to grow tax-deferred, and you can offset distributions up to your standard deduction completely tax-free. I think that's pretty powerful, so that's something you'd want to have in the mix. So we've got Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, Roth conversions, RMDs out of your IRAs and 401ks up to standard deduction. We've talked about this LIRP, LIRP, Life Insurance Retirement Plan. Essentially what we're doing there is we're buying as little life insurance as the IRS requires of us, but we're stuffing as much money into it as the IRS allows in an attempt to mimic all of the tax-free benefits of the Roth IRA without any of the limitations of the Roth IRA. You get a death benefit that can also double as long-term care. So a lot of people between 50 and 65 love that portion because nobody wants to pay for long-term care that, you know, insurance that they hope they never have to use, at least in this scenario. If you die peacefully in your sleep, never having used the long-term care portion, someone still gets a death benefit. So there's not as much heartburn with that. But the point is there isn't any silver bullet out there. It's like a puzzle. Each one of these pieces fits together in a perfect way, and if you fit them together just right, the 0% tax bracket comes into focus. But really, you should have four or five, even six different streams of tax-free income in retirement, all of which accomplish different things, but all of which contribute to you being in the 0% tax bracket. It's nearly impossible to pull this off on your own. My book, The Power of Zero, sort of gives you an overview, but you really need someone like Josh to give you a customized and tailored plan that fits your situation.
Because we've had some people, they call us, they go, Josh, I watched some infomercial, you know, I watched the Ed Slott PBS special and I Rothed everything and I regretted it, you know. Yeah, you don't want to do it all in 1 year. You want to have a right. I used the analogy last week of it's like you go to an Italian chef and they all use the same ingredients, but some make it sublimely and some do not. You know, tomatoes, pasta, right, oregano, salt, pepper, garlic. And when you have had great Italian, you can never go back to mediocre. You know, you can't go back to
I had great Italian
the
last
olive.
Night.
You can't go back to the Olive Garden. So it's the same thing. Many of these things are nothing against Olive Garden, but you know, it's like you have good pizza and you have bad pizza. You know, you can't go back to the old stuff. So it's the same way. There's a recipe, you know, you can construct things with Roths and life insurance in a well-designed manner or a poorly designed manner that is tax sensitive. So call us 888-988 Josh. We will be back after the final break with concluding thoughts from David McKnight, author of the book Power of Zero. Call us now if you want the book or the movie. You get your choice of one of two. We only have 10 copies left of the video. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Be among the next 10 callers, and you get the video when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
Author of the book, Power of Zero, and the Power of Zero movie. So you talked a little bit about the life insurance. What do you get people say, well, I don't want to do the life insurance because all these people tell me it's bad. What do you say to those people?
Yeah. I say, look, you don't have to love life insurance. You don't have to love life insurance companies. You just have to like them a little bit more than you like the IRS. Because in the end, someone's getting your money. And you just as get something useful, just as soon get something useful in exchange for it. You know, you give your money to the IRS. You know, we gladly write huge checks every paycheck to the IRS, and we never complain about it. But when it comes time to writing a check to a life insurance company where we actually get something useful in exchange for it, we dither and we hem and we haw. But remember, you know, when you put money into your LIRP, the money that's growing in that bucket is like a Roth IRA. It has a lot of the same attributes. It's not a Roth IRA, but it has a lot of the same attributes as a Roth IRA without the limitations. You can grow the money tax-free. You can take the money out tax-free. The cost of admissions, you got to be willing to pay for some life insurance. That life insurance doubles as long-term care. So you are getting something useful in exchange for that money. So instead of sending money off to the IRS, let's put it in your bucket, let it grow in a tax-free way, let it just a small portion of it drip out in the form of life insurance expenses, but then get something useful in exchange for it. I tell people all the time, my second book, Look Before You Lerp, talks about how the LIRP really works. But I have a section in there where I say, hey, look, the costs in the LIRP, when you average them out over the life of the program, are about 1.5% of your bucket per year. That's pretty similar to most people's 401k. So, you know, with your 401k, what are you getting in exchange for that 1.5%? You're getting someone to manage your money. And the LIRP, what are you getting in exchange for that 1.5%? You're getting safe and productive growth, but you're getting a death benefit that doubles as long-term care. And I'll tell you, if you're between 50 and 65, you probably have a parent that's going through long-term care even as we speak, and it's not pretty. So if you can have a way to mitigate that risk of long-term care, 70% of your listening audience will deal with a long-term care event in their lifetime, then the LIRP is an awesome way to do it.
And I'd rather pay my heirs than the government. I'd rather my wife and kids get money tax-free, income and state tax-free, rather than the government. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Now, where all of these strategies are very powerful. So get the book. Thank you, David McKnight. Excellent interview. Folks, call us, 888-988-JOSH. Get the Power of Zero movie. I'm watching it on YouTube. Doug Orchard, I believe, was the director or producer. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. Get the Power of Zero documentary. As the U.S. debt spirals out of control, what are you doing to protect yourself from future tax hikes? Call us now. Get the movie, 888-988-JOSH, or you get the book if you're a reader, 888-988-JOSH. Folks, you have a rare political window of opportunity. Take action. Don't be part of the procrastination nation. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including Five-Star Wealth Manager, Advisory of the Year finalist by Senior Market Advisor, and top of the Million Dollar Roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelensky or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelensky.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to affect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelensky and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.